helping the old lady, right? Just nod. He managed to move his head a fraction. Granny Weatherwax smiled. There, she said, standing up and brushing a speck of leaf mould off her dress. You see how sweet life can be if we all helps one another?
The witches left around lunchtime, but then the old woman's garden was full of people, and the air with the sound of sawing and hammering. News like Granny Weatherwax travelled fast. 3 woodcutters were digging over the vegetable plot, 2 more were fighting to clean the chimney, and 4 of them were halfway down a new well that was being dug with impressive speed. The old grandmother, who was still the kind of person who hangs on to one idea until another one dislodges it by force, was running out of saucers to put the milk in. The witches sneaked away in all the busyness.
There, said Magrat, as they strolled down the path, it just goes to show how people will pitch in and help if only someone sets an example. You don't have to bully people all the time, you know.
Nanny Og glanced at Granny.
I saw you talking to the head woodcutter, she said. What was you talking about?
Sawdust, said Granny.
Oh, yes.
One of the woodcutters told me, said Magrat, that there's been other odd things happening in this forest. Animals acting human, he said. There used to be a family of bears living not far away.
Nothing unusual about a family of bears living together, said Nanny. They're very convivial animals.
In a cottage?
That's unusual.
That's what I mean, said Magrat.
You definitely feel a bit awkward about going round to borrow a cup of sugar, said Nanny. I expect the neighbours had something to say about it.
Yes, said Magrat. They said oink.
What did they say oink for?
Because they couldn't say anything else. They were pigs.
We had people like that next door when we lived at...
Nanny began. I mean, pigs, you know, 4 legs, curly tail. What pork is before it's pork? Pigs!
Can't see anyone letting pigs live in a cottage, said Granny.
He said they didn't. The pigs built their own. There were 3 of them. Little pigs.
What happened to them? Said Nanny.
The wolf ate them. They were the only animals stupid enough to let him get near them, apparently. Nothing was found of them except their spirit level.
That's a shame.
The woodcutter says they didn't build very good houses, mind you.
Well, it's only to be expected, what with the trotters and all, said Nanny.
He says the roof leaks something dreadful right over his bed.
The witches walked on in silence.
I remember hearing once, said Nanny, with the occasional glance at Granny Weatherwax, about some old enchantress in history who lived on an island and turned shipwrecked sailors into pigs.
That's a terrible thing to do, said Magrat, on cue.
I suppose it's all according to what you really are inside, said Nanny. I mean, look at Grebo here.
Grebo curled around her shoulders like a smelly fur. Purred.
He's practically a human.
You do talk a lot of tosh, Gither, said Granny Weatherwax.
That's 'cause people won't tell me what they really think is going on, said Nanny Og grimly.
I said I'm not sure, said Granny.
You looked into the wolf's mind?
Yes, I did.
Well then...
Granny sighed.
Someone's been here before us, passing through. Someone who knows about the power of stories and uses them. And the stories have, kind of hung around. They do that when they get fed.
What did anyone want to do that for? Said Nanny.
Practice, said Granny.
Practice? What for? Said Magrat.
I expect we'll find out presently, said Granny gnomically.
You ought to tell me what you think, said Magrat. I am the official godmother round here, you know. I ought to be told things. You've got to tell me things.
Nanny Og went chilly. This was the kind of emotional countryside with which she was, as head Og, extremely familiar. That sort of comment at this sort of time was like the tiny sliding of snow off the top branch of a tall tree high in the mountains during the thaw season. It was one end of a process that without a doubt would end with 12 villages being engulfed. Whole branches of the Og family had stopped talking to other branches of the Og family because of a thank you very much in the wrong tones and the wrong place, and this was far worse.
Now, she said hurriedly, why don't we...
I don't have to explain anything, said Granny Weatherwax.
Because we're supposed to be 3 witches, said Magrat, if you can call us witches, she added.
What do you mean by that, pray? Said Granny.
Pray? Thought Nanny.
Someone has ended a sentence with